On this week's Industrial Talk News, we've got a new campaign that you need to participate in. Be aware of that. Tip of the hat moment will inspire you. What's trending out on social? You need to know. Latest podcast articles, as well as I was an interviewee on somebody else's podcast. Events, and you know what? I like coffee. Let's get cracking. Hey there, welcome to Industrial Talk, an absolute honor that you joined. Let's get cracking. Now, Industrial Talk as a whole, industrialtalk.com, is a platform. It is a place to connect and collaborate with industry's best. That's what it's all about. Because you're solving problems, you're changing lives, you're changing the community, and of course you're changing the world as a result of that, making my life and everybody else's lives better because you're truly solving problems. Now, in a celebration of that, we're creating this campaign called hashtag I Am Industry. It's simple, it's straightforward, but it embodies the human element of what industry brings to the world. You bring solutions, you solve problems, you're changing lives, you're creating dreams and hopes. And hashtag I Am Industry is definitely the embody of that. So Industrial Talk is launching that particular campaign. So get involved. It's great. It's about you. We want you to be celebrated. So remember, connect, collaborate with the best. Go out to industrialtalk.com and just find out more. All right, tip of the hat. I'm always big into the tip of the hat time because it's a celebration of industry and how industry is impacting lives in a positive way. It is. Industry is just a bunch of people. It's a collection of individuals with their passion and desire to help. That's what industry is. It's a human equation by all means. I go to Infor.com. Infor is a great company, by the way. They've got a great solution, great company with great people, with great professionals, everything great across the board. Boop. I go out to Infor.com. I get a hold of this particular story because it's out there. Her name is Anna, and I'm going to try my best, Savarstrom. Now, she's out of Sweden, and she's a project manager for Infor. And outside of all that, she was in the paracycling team. She was part of the paracycling team for the blind. She's and her blind teammate right there. Outside of the fact that her bike looks great. So this is what made the story so inspiring, because it is inspiring. And so if you read the story, which you'll have the link out in the Industrial Talk, their goal was to just make the Swedish team. That was it. It was like, let's just make the Swedish team and for the Paralympic Tokyos. Great. They didn't have any specific goals. They were just saying, let's make the team. Let's do it. And as you read the article, you realize that the communication between the two had to be really tight because they did sprints and they did the road, right? Anyway, so that was it. They just wanted to try their very best. They ended up getting two bronze, four sprint for the road race, right? Two. And all they just wanted to make the Swedish team, which is pretty doggone cool. And they get two bronze. And then the excitement, and here it is. It's like, when you get a medal, it's just crazy. That's a quote. So the link is out there, and it's just, you can't help but they just see the excitement on their face. It's just a fantastic article, but doggone it. Talk about just digging deep and just wanting to make the team. But then they ended up getting two, doggone two bronze. Kudos to Team Anna and, good job. All right, let's talk a little bit about trending. Now, this is going to be a difficult one for me to try to communicate in such a way that makes sense to you. But a lot of the topics that I have a conversation out on Industrial Talk deal with AI, data analytics, machine learning, and all of the stuff that's associated with that. And one of the challenges, of course, is just this tsunami of data. What's good? What's bad? It just is a cornucopia of a bunch of questions, and what do you zoom in on? Because the promise of AI and data analytics and all of that is to allow you, let's say the AI is the ability to say, okay, we don't need to look at that data. This is important data. And then to be able to have those tactical decisions based off of good data, right, that allows you to make good decisions. That's really a part of it. Of course, if I'm not a data scientist, but if I was, that would be, I want you to make better decisions off of good data, right? So anyway, there's this trend that was taking place. Bill Shimarzo was pushing it out, had a great conversation with, this gentleman by the name of Neil Randen. That's N-E-I-L-R-A-D-E-N. And his article was, Can Synthetic Data Bridge the AI Training Data Gap? There are so many challenges out there with data analytics, and the passion to use AI in such a way that really is meaningful for business and industry, that there are tremendous challenges, of course, and solutions that have to be addressed and overcome. And this article talks about synthetic data, right? And you're going to have to read it, but the synthetic data is, of course, you're saying, okay, here's real data. And in that data, there's a lot of maybe personal stuff that we don't want, and a lot of other things that are somewhat sensitive, but we need to bridge that gap. Synthetic data is a possible approach to being able to do that. So I'm going to have this link out there, and just recognize that you need to understand a lot more about data analytics, the impact of data analytics, and why it's important, as well as AI and machine learning. But we're going to continue to hammer on this, because it's all a part and it's all important for industry as a whole, and it's all a part of that IAM industry. They're doing everything they can to help industry create, to be more resilient and reveal information that just betters the company and betters us. That's bottom line. All right, I've got a podcast. Simon Severino, and he's with Strategy Sprints. If you've listened to Industrial Talk, you'll know that I'm all about marketing and sales, because really the platform is about connecting, collaborating with industry's best. That's Industrial Talk. That is what we're all about. And in that collaboration, in that ability to connect, we solve more problems. We have meaningful conversations. It's very important that you educate, collaborate, and of course, connect and innovate. That's what it's all about. Pretty simple. Now, Simon Severino, this is a two-part series, because we just started talking and started riffing quite a bit on a lot of topics. But one of the things that, and he's got some free stuff out there, but one of the things that is really important is to be able to, his process, his approach, his view of business is to double your revenue in 90 days. That's a pretty doggone bold statement, and he's willing to back it up. But he has the tools and techniques and that are out there on his website, which is on Industrial Talk right now, the links to that, and to be able to pull that information to analyze your business in such a way to be able to generate or double your revenue. It's really pretty straightforward. And it's an inspiring conversation, most definitely. So check that out. That's out on industrialtalk.com. Now, you know what's happening out there in logistics, in supply chain, in sourcing. It is a really challenging time, no doubt about it. And I've had the very fortunate opportunity to interview the founder of Reshoring Institute. And what's great about the Reshoring Institute is that they're trying to solve the challenges and bring more manufacturing back into the United States, so that we're definitely far more resilient as we continue to build up our manufacturing base. There's an article out here, and it's like, reshoring is booming. Yes, because people are just trying to figure out, you know, those ships that are offshore, boom, it's a big deal. Reshoring is booming. Some astonishing statistics. And I'm not going to bore you here. One of the startling numbers, and I'm reading from the article, one of the startling numbers I saw recently was published by Thomas Nett. Thomas Nett surveyed over 500 industrial buyers. 83% of those buyers said they intend to find a place, 10 to 12% place, 10 to 12% of their more orders domestically, right? So that is 10 to 12% of their orders domestically. What that translates to is about $443 billion into U.S. economy. That's pretty impressive. That is going to be within, let's say, the next year or so. That's important, and especially given the challenges that are taking place out there. So that article as well is out there. Reshoring is booming. Some astonishing statistics to ponder. Yep, there you go. Now, here's a cool thing. And it's cool for me, just because I'm never on the interviewee side, but I was very fortunate to be featured on Augmented Podcasts, and I was interviewed because I have this passion to connect and collaborate with the best. And your story needs to be told. So there is a podcast that I'll have out on Industrial Talk, and it's from Augmented Podcast, talking about making industry sexy. That's right. I want to make industry sexy because you guys are doing great work out there. And so what do? That is all in that particular podcast. I try to explain as much as I possibly can in the short period of time of how that can take place. It is a marketing. It is a sales. It is a, industrial entertainment strategy. Because once again, we need to connect. You need to connect and collaborate with the best. That's what that's all about. All right, now I got a couple of events that you need to be aware of. One that's coming up at the end of October, the 25th through the 28th, that's SMRP. Great organization that focuses in on, of course, asset management and maintenance and all of the abilities, the tools that are used in that particular profession. The annual conference, and it's in person, which is pretty cool. Getting back to normal, that is just a great, that's October 25th through the 28th. St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to have that link out there at Industrial Talk. See if you can make that. That's great. Register. Good people, by the way. Just they're passionate about their maintenance and asset management. The other one is, of course, the Manufacturing and Technology Show. That is November 9th through the 11th. That is in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's also in person. That is going to be a great event too as well. That is the Manufacturing and Technology Show out on Industrial Talk. Now, as we wrap up this thing, there's a couple of things that I want to point out. One, I love coffee. I do. And then if you start to dive into coffee, if you start diving into how they roast it and what type of beans and where it comes from, and it becomes really not overwhelming, but just really cool to follow. My daughter and son-in-law purchased me a kettle, and it's an electric pour-over kettle. And the technology in this, it's a kettle. But the technology is so cool. It sustains a certain temperature. It pours smoothly. Everything about that whole kettle is engineered. Anyway, it makes a great cup of coffee. So check it out. They're from Fellow. But anyway, if you want to get into coffee, do pour over. Get a Fellow kettle. And I'm telling you, man, it'll change your life in the world of coffee. Now, finally, there is a series out there, and if you know about it, Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers is an account of the airborne back in World War II and what they did, and it's a really great series, bar none, one of the best. They have a podcast now, so if you watch the series, you gotta watch the podcast or listen to the podcast. It just takes that whole Band of Brothers and the story of Band of Brothers to the next level, and it's a great podcast, so kudos to them. All right, we're going to continue to come out with news. Yes, you know. Industrial Talk, once again, is about connecting and collaborating with the best. You are the best. Your story needs to be told. You are the best. Let's continue to change the world because you can. I am industry. Go out to industrialtalk.com. Find out more. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to come back with another great news source as I continue to just scour the world with, news. Talk to you soon.